So this is Parshat Tezria Metzorah. Everyone goes into the order of the Parshas here, from kosher animals to human diseases. And it's just strange, because we're interrupted with Tumas Yoledes in the middle, but we're going from what's kosher with not kosher into this Saras. What's the deal? So it says the Chasam Sofer, the reason why Adam HaRishon was created last is because he is the most choshev creation. And everything is therefore made ready for him. Everything in the world was made already, the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything that was there. He had everything all ready for him. Thus, the whole creation is supposed to be the concept of Malam Mikodesh Meimoridim, meaning that everything goes up and it never goes down. That it went from being animals all the way up to Adam HaRishon himself. That's supposed to be the pshat behind the entire world. Now you can understand a Gemara in Shabbos. Shabbos, Ayin Zayin Aleph says, why do goats walk before sheep? It mentions that when these goats and sheep walk together, the goats go before the sheep. Why is it that way? So the answer the Gemara says is like, it's like the creation of the world. Dark comes before light. Then night comes before day. The question really is, why was Esav born before Yaakov? The answer is because this is the way the world works. Dark becomes before light. Esav is represented by the goat. That's Seir. Seir is a representation of Esav. Well, Yaakovina was a sheep. Yaakovina was the tzon. Bnei Yisrael are known as tzon, and that's why shepherds in charge of Klal Yisrael. Dark, the goat that's dark, comes before the or. Everyone knows that light is greater, but the dark came first to lead up to that ultimate level of light. Although sometimes it seems like man is worse than animals, it's only if he acts like a fool. If he acts like with seichel, then he's greater than everything else out there, than anyone else that could be. A person that gets saras is a person who acts like a fool. Such a person makes him aids. He's worse than animals, which explains the whole order of the parsha over here. The concept is that when a person, well, we're dealing with the entire world and animals, the way it should be is that animals leads up to human beings. That the whole world, we talk about them first and then we lead up to human beings. But if a person is a fool, then he can become worse than the animals, and they're first because they're more chashev than him. That explains the order of the parsha. It doesn't explain the Obedis, but it's a start to understand that the Chasam Sofer. The main part of the parsha deals with tzaras. And there's two types of tzaras that I've gone in previous years explaining as how the tzaras that we deal with is not the leprosy of way back when. That's Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch mentions it many, many times. One is a normal skin disease that exists even today. When we talk about Saras, there is something. That's what Naaman and Gehazi have in the Haftorahs. Naaman was a non-Jew. Non-Jewish people cannot get Saras. That's mentioned in the Torah. So when it mentions Saras by Naaman, that's referring to a Saras that is not our Saras in the Torah. It's referring to some type of skin disease. Maybe it's leprosy. Maybe it's not. I have absolutely no idea. It doesn't reference what it looks like. The Saras in our Torah for sure isn't leprosy, but the Saras that Naaman had, the Saras that Gehazi had, maybe an Echanami, that is a regular disease. That's a skin disease. Our parsha, however, specifically deals with a more holy type of Saras. Says the Nativ, it's only called a Nega if it's a Simen Tuma, because he did something wrong. Otherwise, even if it may be a Seis, a Baharis, it might be a Seis and a Baharis, but it's not a Nega, because it's not Tameh. Adam, Kiev Orbis Arosa, Esav Hachas Baharis. Adam is a reference to someone who's Choshuv. Only someone Choshuv can get these Negayim. The only people who got these Saras were special holy people would be able to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this to them. It was given to Tzadikim, and the Tzadikim and Ruach HaKodesh, they'd realize they'd done something wrong. They would work on it. That's the Nega, the Lashon of Negiah. It's a touch from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he did something incorrect. Most people aren't worthy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu touching them. The only people who are worthy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu touching them are Tzadikim. There's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Hey that talks about Negayim, that, and at the end of the day, it talks about Negayim being given a Bavel in Eretz Yisrael. It says, Halan the Halahu, right? Halan, right? Us and Bavel, when we get Negayim and Halahu, says Rashi in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Yisur and Shalava. It's not Yisur and Shalava. But that makes no sense. That's where the real Negayim are. We should say the exact opposite. Those are the Mizbeach Kapara. The ones in Eretz Yisrael are the real Yisur and Shalava. All the ones in Bavel are just plain Yisur, and that's what you would think. The Pshat is exactly this, says the Nitziv. Although it's against Rashi, and it's against what Rashi says in the Gemara. And Adam can have these Maros in Eretz Yisrael, and they can become a Nega, because he deserves HaKadosh Baruch Hu to touch him and to tell him that he did something wrong. Other people that get these Maros, it will continue to be just that. They're Maros, but they're never going to be Negayim. It's some type of Yisurin, but they're not Yisurin Shalaba. Some type of a Kapara, but it's not a Mizbeach Kapara. That's the difference, and that's how you understand the Gemara according to the Nitziv. Later on, Parshat Metzora mentions Saras Abatim, where the guy comes over to the Kohen and he says, Kanega Nirali Babayis, that I see something that looks like a Nega in my house itself. That's the Chasam Sofer. Why say Kanega if he's such a Talmud Chacham? He knows what a Nega is and what it isn't, right? Just say it's a Nega. Just say Nega Nirali Babayis. Because if only holy people have this happen to them, if it's only the Kadosh people, then going around saying you have a Nega in your house is really bragging. It's out of Gaiva. You're going around saying, yeah, I deserve to have a Nega. mega. So instead it should say it in a lowly tone. You don't deserve this great thing, but it seems like there's something in my house. Maybe it's just a regular Yisurin. Maybe it's Yisurin Shalava. I have no idea. You just assume it's for a sin. And it's the regular disease Shalas, or even mold on your house. Don't assume that you deserve a nega. The only other place that it says Nira Li in Tanakh is in Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Gimel, where it says Mirachoik Hashem Nira Li. From far away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to me, because in this situation, you see it not as if you deserve such a sign from Hashem. See, Mirachoik Hashem Nira Li, but that you're such a great sinner and very far from Him. Then it's not at a gaiva, and then you'll understand Kanega Nira Li Babayis. That's why it says Kanega, that's why it says Nira Li. Chazal tell us that someone who is stingy and doesn't allow others to use his stuff will get tzaras in his house. Sometimes people think they don't have enough stuff. But it's not true. Everybody has enough stuff. You always have what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have. Because by holy places, there's no such thing as being tight. All of Bnei Yisrael fit in between the two poles of the Arum. By Yoshua and Bereishis Rabba, Parakeh Pasuk Zayin. He fit all of Bnei Yisrael, we're talking 600,000 people, in between the two poles of the Arum Kodesh. The Arum Kodesh was 2.5 amos long. We're talking about an area that at best was 2.5 amos, at best 5 or 6 feet. At best, it might have been in the 1.5 amos size, which would have meant it's less than that, it's 4 feet or something like that. We're talking about something that's a small, small area. People had a ton of room during the Shlosh Regalim. Umdin Sputim Umishtach. That's what it says in Pirkei Avos, Parakei, Mishnah Hei. That's the concept. That the pshat is that we have such a concept, we have such an idea, that holy people have such a thing. So what's the pshat? Someone who's stingy, doesn't allow others to use his house, will get tzaras in his house. Before we entered Eretz Canaan, the land was filled with tumah. All the kedusha the Avos Kedoshim brought into it, the Canaanim destroyed it. We were given it as an achuza to make it kadosh again. But if you treat it as still being Eretz Canaan, a land filled with tumah, and you call it that, would you keep everything to yourself and you don't allow others to have it, then so be it. Your house will become Tameh. Your house takes on the tumah of the Canaanim, and the Canaanim's tumah shows through it. That's the concept of what Eretz Canaan stands for. That's the entire idea of what your house becoming Tameh means. This is the concept, and that's why it says Kisavol Eretz Canaan. It doesn't say Kisavol Eretz Yisrael. It's Kisavol Eretz Canaan, because that's what it's all about. Another type of tzaras mentioned in the Torah is called nigei harosh, where it's not on your skin, but it's on your hair or your bald head. Nigei harosh. Now there's two types that are mentioned over here. One is called the karachas, and the other is called the gabachas. It's funny, because we know a bald person as being a kereach, somebody who's bald. But really, according to the Torah, karachas is when you're bald from the back. Gabachas is when you're bald from the front. Exact opposite of what you would have thought. Says that it's this whole idea of Maros Nagayim on top of your head is a simon for messed up deos, for people who do not understand things with their heads. One mess up is within philosophy. You come up with your own ideas and who God is and what He does, right? You really, at the end of the day, you come out, there is no real God. While the other is that you're just someone who just doesn't care enough to investigate. Doesn't believe it all. Doesn't think it's true. Why? Not because you looked into it and you think it's true from all the philosophy and all the writings and work that you've done. That's not why. You just don't believe because you don't care. You just don't want to go into it at all. It's much more common to be the latter than the former. It's much more common to be the person who just doesn't care. Doesn't care about anything and just does whatever he wants because what the heck? We'll see what God does. Das is in the back of your head. You need das to care to do what you're supposed to do. Chakira, the ability to investigate properly, is in the front of the head, which is necessary to work out the fine points. Das, and needing to care, is a malady that's more common than having a messed up chakira of looking for God and not finding Him. Much more common to be someone who just doesn't care and does averos than somebody who looks for it and doesn't find God. That's why korachas is written before gabachas. Korachas is the back of the head. That's a reference to das. That's a reference to people who don't care. That's before gabachas, which are people that investigate and come up wrong. Sometimes an apikoros is worse than the person who just doesn't care. Because an apikoros, the guy who worked it all out in his head and believes that there is no God, he's worse because he tries to convince others. Well, a non-thinker, no, what's he going to do? He doesn't care. He's not going to try to convince others to be like him. It's just about taiva. He wants to give into his taivas, and that's that. The other guy, he wants people to be like him. He wants to convince himself that it's not only him, it's other people who believe this way. The only person who can come near such a person is the Kohen. who has to prepare himself for such a meeting, to give him mussar, show him why he's wrong, show him the error of his ways. He has to go into it. I mean, he's got to fight with an Epicurus who's looked up all of these different philosophers and all these different things. This guy that we mention over here is the only time we mention by Tzaras. He's got to carry a cloak on top of his head that goes down to his upper lip, and he has to call out loud, Tomei, 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 Tomei Yikra, says the Pasuk. Show everyone that he's messed up in the head. You can't go near such a person. The other people with Tzaras, listen, it's not catchy. Either you speak Lashon Hara or you don't speak Lashon Hara. It's not that big of a deal. He'll speak Lashon Hara. But meaning, to go near such a person, to go near such a person is not a big deal. But to go near a person who has messed up Deus, he'll try to convince you that he's right. Get away from this guy. Get away from this person. Tomei Yikra. The only person who can do it is the Kohen. The Kohen who knows how to do it with love to bring the guy back. That's the only person who can go near such a person. Otherwise, it gets scary. Shadok Sam Sofer. Listen, we have a story, the famous story of the Rochel with Rabbi Yanai. Story is, and you probably heard it when you were a kid growing up in grade school, the pshat is that there was once a Rochel that was going through the town. Rabbi Yanai was sitting and learning in his room, and as he was going, says that the Rochel got up and he said, man bo yichai, who wants life, who wants life? Rabbi Yanai came out and said, I want life, what is it? And the Rochel said, it's not necessary for you or anybody like you. The people like you don't need this. And then he brought out a Sefer Tehillim, and he showed him the Pasuk. Mi al yishachof etzchayim. Who is the man who wants life? Oiv yamim l'rosho, who loves his days, and he sees only good. Nitzor l'shoyin chomei rosho sach v'dav v'rima, stop saying Lashon Hara. It seems that the Rebbe, who was the Rochel, who went around trying to say man bo yichai, man bo yichai, in Avodah Zarah and Yud Tesem Abayis, this man is Rebbe Alexandri. It seems that Rabbi Yanai wouldn't leave his house. He would always learn at home. That's why we specifically say that he was sitting in his house. Why would we need to know that? What difference does it make? He could have been anywhere when this happened. Pshat is because he was sitting in his house because he didn't want to go outside. Why didn't he want to go outside? He didn't want to have to deal with Lashon Hara. He didn't have to deal with talking to people because he knew when you talk to people, then you mess up. You're going to speak Lashon Hara. Rabbi Alexandri wanted to teach Rabbi Yanai a lesson. He wanted to show him Rabbi Yanai. You can't just sit in your room all day. Sitting in your room is not going to work. You have to go out. The whole point of the world is to go out. And, yes, in Echanami, sometimes there's stuff. This is what you got to do. It's giving a muster. Man bo yichai is who wants a real life. Because it's real life when you have a friend. When you don't have a friend, there's nothing to do with anything. If you don't have any friends to talk to, you can't have a life. Rabbi Yanai understood that when he said man bo yichai. And he came out to listen. What is he going to tell me? What am I going to do? How am I going to get over on Lashon Hara? And he told him, there's a Sefer Tehillim written by David HaMelech. David HaMelech himself was Mekabel Lashon Hara by Tziva, that he understood that Mephibosheth did something wrong. He was Mekabel Lashon Hara about Mephibosheth, about the son of Shaul HaMelech. David HaMelech came out and heard it, and he lived among other people. He was a king. He didn't have a choice. He had to live among other people. He learned with them. He gave advice for them. Not like you, not for you who sit in your room and do nothing else. He gave advice for people who are really out in the world, and he told them, if you want, you have to Nitzor Lashon Chamera, be careful with your mouth when you talk to people. Just go out and talk to them, but be careful with it. You'd think the Chofetz Chaim was the type of person to be very, very quiet. He wasn't. Chofetz Chaim loved to speak, but he wouldn't speak Lashon Hara. Chofetz Chaim would never speak Lashon Hara. This Rochel could have been, Rabbi Alexander, could be that he spoke Lashon Hara himself. And he wanted to do tshuva by teaching others how bad this issue really is. So he went to places near Tzipori. Tzipori is referencing birds that chirp a lot. He went to people that speak a lot of Lashon Hara to one another to try to help them. Rabbi Yanai didn't need this. He was never Makabal Lashon Hara. David HaMelech only wrote this for people like himself who accepted Lashon Hara. Rabbi Yanai added on, there's a pasuk of Mishlei, the best thing to do is to be silent, then you'll ever fall into this category in the first place. Now, how have I one person should do that? But Rabbi Yanai, either way, it seems Rabbi Alexander was trying to give him a little bit of mussar. That you want to get over, you want to stop speaking Lashon Hara, listen, the solution is not to sit in a room and do absolutely nothing. The solution is to go out and do something. I've said this before. I one time took upon myself to not speak Lashon Hara late at night. I don't know if it was 1 to 2 a.m. or 2 to 3 a.m. I think it's a joke. I mean, how am I going to speak Lashon Hara from 2 to 3 a.m. or 1 to 2 a.m.? It was a Thursday night. I'm sitting in the base medrash and learning in the base school, and I got a phone call from someone in Chicago, and he started speaking to me, and then all of a sudden, I realized he spoke Lashon Hara to me. I hung up the phone with him, looked at my clock, and of course, it was exactly the time that I was told, Masal Mafi, that I was not supposed to be speaking Lashon Hara. It's crazy. The Satan is amazing. He gets everyone at every time. It's mamish, unbelievable what he's able to do. That's the concept of what we're trying to say over here. You got to work hard, but know that the Yetzer Hara is there. Do everything you can. Oh yeah, but it's so hard to get around Lashon Hara. True story. This just happened to me. I got a text message a few days ago from a Rebbe in the yeshiva that says, I heard that 30 people were kicked out of a certain yeshiva. I said, oh my gosh, I have no idea what you're talking about. Let me look into it. It took me about a day, called up people, whatever it was. It came back. Nobody was kicked out. Yeah, people left before Pesach. There was something, whatever, but nobody was kicked out. I don't know what you're talking about. 30 people, that's a ridiculous number. Where did that rumor come from? So we tracked down the rumor, and it came out. It came from me. Everybody said it was coming from me, that I had started the rumor. So what are you talking about? So it got back. What happened was that the rabbi was talking to one of his students in class. One of the students in class mentioned that he had heard from somebody in the Beis Medrash. The guy in the Beis Medrash, I went to the guy in the Beis Medrash, I said, where did you hear that from? The guy in the Beis Medrash said, from you, speaking about myself. I said, what did I say? He said, you told me, the Rebbe told you, that 30 people had been kicked out of a certain yeshiva. So I said, but I didn't say what yeshiva. He said, I guessed what yeshiva. I said, and you went around telling other people? He said, 100%. I said, nothing happened. And then it all came back to me. Nobody has any idea how it started. All they think it's from me. So now that yeshiva found out from one of the guys in the yeshiva who called them up and said, I heard 30 people were kicked out. It was told to me by Rabbi Zimmerman that 30 people were kicked out. And it's all because of this little bit of Lashon Hara. It's crazy Lashon Hara. I didn't do a thing. Not one thing. But now the yeshiva's upset at me. The guys have no idea where they got the rumor from. Nobody has any idea where this all started from. Nobody has any clue. All because of a tiny little bit of Lashon Hara. I don't know what I said. I absolutely know where it came from. No idea where it came from. I don't know what this guy said. Something is off. Something is off. But this is what happens. Lashon Hara destroys. All it does is destroy. There's nothing good that comes from it. Shmi Zaychas. Here's the summary. The order that parshios, why in the world does it go from animals to human diseases? Then we had the nega, that a nega is the tummy type of tzaraas that only goes to tummy to chachamim. Then we spoke about konega. That konega means that it's like a nega because it's the only way to save yourself from gaiva. Then we have the nega of the rosh, that there's two negaim of the rosh, two negaim that you have on top of your head. That's a reference to two people that are messed up thinkers. And then we mention the rochel. In the rochel itself, we talk about what's going on with Lashon Hara and all the things that deal with the rochel himself, and who was Rabbi Alexander and Rabbi Yana, what their issues were in their musar. Shtevi Zeichet has a week filled with only two tahara and only good things, and not Lashon Hara, and not Tumah. Shkayah.